Ruptured bronchus. So I can just look at the answer right now and tell you that they're going to say there's a pneumothorax that did not resolve with the chest tube. Now let's see. They tell you after proper placement of a left chest tube, the patient has persistent large air leak. There you go. That's how ruptured bronchus presents.
Is that atelectasis?
No, atelectasis is going to be lung collapse, as in like parts of the lung collapsing. Like following surgery, you can be in bed with a low respiratory rate and you get fever, right? 1 to 2 days post-op, usually first day. And you might get patchy infiltrates on the chest X-ray on the bases. They like saying that. They might tell you there's like mild crackles at the lung bases. Patient has a fever. That's atelectasis. It refers to just lung collapse. Not like a whole fucking lung. It's just like little tiny parts of the lung. That's atelectasis. Whereas ruptured bronchus, that's like kind of a weird sounding diagnosis. You don't have to worry. Don't freak out. It's just for surgery shelf. They want you to know that it's going to present as a pneumothorax that does not resolve with a chest tube. Okay? That's all it is.
If it did resolve, would it then be a tension pneumothorax?
Tension pneumo, if it did resolve, it would be a spontaneous pneumothorax, most likely. Tension
Right.
pneumothorax is going to be the answer when you have low blood pressure in the setting of a pneumothorax. So the confusion point here is students often think of tension pneumothorax as being chest trauma, where you've got like penetrating chest trauma and you've got contralateral shift of the trachea, and that's kind of it when you think of tension pneumothorax. But that's not really what a tension pneumothorax is. It's sort of just coincidental that penetrating chest trauma is an etiology frequently. So tension pneumothorax means you have hemodynamic decompensation, low blood pressure in the setting of a pneumothorax. And that's because you get compression of the venous structures, namely the IVC. That doesn't mean you're going to have like peripheral edema or anything, but they like asking, surgeons like asking why you get low blood pressure in tension pneumothorax. And the answer is compression of the venous structures. So if you have penetrating chest trauma, they want you to know you cover the wound on three sides, okay? And you're gonna do needle decompression followed by chest tube connected to underwater device, right?
Underwater device.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you get someone in emergency medicine who will give you all these algorithms, different things you do depending on the scenario. Yes, we're talking just simply NBME USMLE here. Okay, they just like the sequence. They have an affinity for the sequence of needle decompression followed by chest tube. And here, they did the chest tube. There's a persistent air leak. There's still the pneumothorax present. So it's ruptured bronchus.
Perfect.
This is on the spectrum of the whole flail chest, pulmonary contusion, myocardial contusion type questions. Do you have any confusion regarding those? We've chatted a bit about those. Esophageal injury, by the way, because that's another answer choice here. That'll be air under the skin, right? The cutaneous emphysema, that's Borhoff, right? If they told you there's crepitus in the mediastinum, and this is non-infective, if they told you there's like injury to the chest, the thorax, and there's air under the skin, that's going to be esophageal injury. That's Borhoff. Okay.